Right now, it is time to bring in Thorin Christendotter. It's time once again for us to look and talk about Main Street Magazine, which is available, of course, online at mainstreetmag.com and for pickup at various locations for free throughout our tri-state region. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Crazy busy for these little storms that pop up, and when they start in the morning, schools are faced with, you know, do we bus, do we not bus? Some of the schools are on remote learning, some of them aren't.
I hear you.
Yeah, and some of them term themselves closed but remote learning. Others
right.
say there's remote learning, but anyway, so I've got a late start, then my Mevo camera didn't work, so you asked me the wrong question this morning.
Well, it's always a little bit of excitement.
All right. Well, let's talk about Main Street Magazine, the website and, of course, where you can pick up locations. I don't think we got to the story about the last time we spoke on the air. Maybe we didn't, but I want to plug it anyways because they had their first weekend of it. Listening Beyond Differences, Scova Library's Common Ground Conversations, which kicked off this last Sunday, but still has three more different events to go.
Yeah, we didn't get to that one, but I'm happy to talk about that. Mary is at it again. She wrote this piece, and she's actually the person leading the conversations at the Scova Library, but it's all about, as Mary titled this, Listening Beyond Differences, and it's a kind of a platform for people to discuss specific topics and in a safe environment, and they are looking for different opinions. They're not just looking for everyone of the same opinion. And I haven't actually had a chance to talk to Mary to see how the first one went, but she was very excited about it and to see the potential of the conversations that might be had.
Yeah, I know that they had a lot of pre-registrations, and I'm sure that all these will fill up because it's one of the most important things that we have to learn as a country, both locally and nationally and probably internationally, is that, you know, let's listen to the other side, even if we don't agree, let's listen. And sooner or later, if you listen and you don't fight, a common ground can be found.
Right. So, sorry, my cat is scratching the door here.
That's all right. Last night I had a cat which never ever comes in my bedroom. Decided to come in my bedroom last night and jump on my head.
Oh, nice.
Never. And the cat's 16 years old. So I pet the cat for a few minutes and sent him on his way because I had to get back to bed. But enough about my cat. When I was living in the Hudson Valley, in Kingston, New York, even before that, when I was a kid, we'd go to Rhinebeck, and there was the Rhinebeck department store. Now, the reason I bring this up is there used to be department stores almost every place you went. You don't even hear the term department store anymore. But you've got a nice story called Retail Evolution, the Rhinebeck Department Store.
Yes, it's a story of Barbara and Dick Schreiber and how they have been a driving force behind the store since, I believe it was 1992, how they came about even having the idea to purchase it and then purchasing it and then running it to this day. And, you know, it talks a little bit about their evolution, you know, at the helm of it and just being part of the greater Rhinebeck community and the importance of that. And honestly, you know, as you and I know, many businesses, you know, that's a huge part of being in that business, to just be part of the community and, you know, how we all support each other.
It is. But, you know, I mean, I go back to the days where we lost Turney's store, but that wasn't a department store, but still it was one of those traditional type of changes. And we used to have department stores basically in small towns, in mid-sized towns, and in large towns. And now retail brick-and-mortar stores are more specialized than department stores.
Yes.
But still, it's just kind of something comforting about seeing that. It's almost like, you know, Thanksgiving without a turkey wouldn't be a turkey. It's just nice to see every once in a while a department store hang on and be around so people can enjoy that. I mean, we used to go pack the family in the station wagon and go to lots of different stores like that. You could find something for the kids, and it was just a day out. So next door.
Wasn't it usually the Delson's department stores?
Yeah, that's right. Delson was right there where the Millerton Antique Center is. That that always, as kids, we used to run and go into all the nooks and crannies in that as kids. That's going back into the days where we had gas lights. But anyway, you know, an interesting story that you've got by Ian, and that is, once again, in I say North Canaan, but in Canaan, Lono campsites, because Lono campsites, and you have it pegged perfectly with the headline, a community unto itself. It is a community within the community.
It certainly is, and it's you know, you kind of hear about it, but you have no idea of the depth of it and exactly that, the community that's there. And I actually had a lot of fun with this story, editing it and laying it out for Ian. And it kind of makes you go, huh, look at that. And, you know, it seems like, you know, these folks have been going there for generations, some of them, and enjoy, you know, all the activities that are to be had there. And I, for one, love the outdoor component. And Ian here also explains how COVID has affected the community and what they're having to do there as a result of it. But it's definitely it's a fun story and something to consider if you're a camping family and want to look into something.
It's a throwback to the old days. My brother Mark, the Housatonic, used to have a very active campground along Route 7. Which years ago, when the state was in financial crisis, it was closed for a while, but it literally was packed. I mean, it probably had 600 to 700 people there back wow. in those days. And Mark was hired, and other local kids were hired as to work with the local rangers and make sure everything would go okay. And once again, it's the Lono campsite is the same way. It's a family of people from many different locations that get together each summer when everything's permissible. And they not only bond friendships and stay there the whole summer, but they also become tourists that also come into the towns around the area, because you don't always just sit when you're camping. You don't always just sit at the campsite. So that's a nice eye-opening story. Final story we have time for this morning, the Millbrook School, and you've got that listed under Commitment to Community Service.
Yes, this issue kind of has a community / family theme. John suggested talking about the community aspect of the Millbrook School and what they do and have the kids do there. And he kind of walks quite the gamut the outreach that they have and the involvement that the kids have both in our local community as well as you know, broader globally. And, you know, he does mention a little bit how they've been impacted due to COVID and how that's limited some of their outreach. But it seems that it's, you know, part of the ethos of the school, you know, commitment to the community and that they really instill that in the kids to be, you know, to have an impact as much as they can, and, you know, to learn and develop it for themselves, but also to see how being involved and being a part of the community makes an impact on you, you know, for your entire life.
We are speaking with Thorin Christendotter, of course, Main Street Magazine. We are only almost 10 days in to the February time frame, and I bet you you're already starting to put together the March issue.
Oh, we are indeed. We're a good ways in, and of course, I'm running a couple of days behind, but, you know, par for the course. And but March is our animal and farming issue, and I think this is our fifth consecutive, but it's always a popular one, and folks especially love our friendly faces that Ashley now turns into fur friendly faces, because we have nothing but animals instead of people there. So it's always a good one, but we're still accepting ads, and we're working on finalizing our editorial as we speak, and hope to go to press sometime by the end of next week.
So that is Main Street Magazine. You can find them on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and also at various sites throughout our tri-state region for free pickup. Thorin, we'll check with you again next week.
All right. Stay safe in the storm.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web.